My name is Brian Clark. I'm Vice President, Chief Software Architect at NYSE Euronext. NYSE Euronext is the world's largest exchange. We have 6 equity exchanges in 6 countries and 8 derivative exchanges. Our experience with Red Hat Linux has been very good. We use it everywhere. So when I describe the trading complex and post-trade and even our corporate systems, that is the standard that we have. So the experience in that and the support that we've had from the Red Hat team has been phenomenal with that aspect of it, because we have very high demands in that space. So that definitely influenced our move to JBoss.
Yeah, when we first started with JBoss, we brought in the community edition and we had some non-critical systems. And that worked really well for us and let us get our feet wet and our confidence with JBoss. As we started moving to mission-critical systems, the one that really faced outside companies, the ones that had the reputation of the New York Stock Exchange on the line, we moved to the supported version. When we had issues with those systems, we were able to call Red Hat support, and they really bent over backwards to help us figure out what the issues were. Even some of the questions that we had put forth to them might have been a little gray, but it's really nice because they had the operating system and the stack together, and they were there to help support us, and we were able to get through it.
JBoss enabled us to easily integrate with our environment, especially on security portions. So we don't want to redo security infrastructure. So we can just basically implement our module plug into JBoss container to authenticate or authorize with our existing infrastructure. So which make the migration really fast and easy. I mean, cost is a big factor, but the easiness is extremely important.
When we decided to move to JBoss, we moved all the apps, including the web apps, the JEE apps, over. And we were able to do that very easily and very efficiently by just adding the JBoss libraries to our build process. And then everybody could build the applications the same exact way. We could test, we could verify, and deploy the applications the same way. Before, you had to know a whole different tool set or a whole different way of doing everything. Now we had one way to do everything. We could also play with things, so we could download things that maybe we weren't quite using, but since there's an open source community version, we could take a look at that and then go to management with it and say, hey, this solves a particular problem, instead of the other way around saying, can we buy this? And then maybe it could solve a particular problem. So it really has changed the way regulatory technology works.
All our external facing websites run on JBoss. So when you go to nyx.com, to nysedata.com, our listed company site also uses JBoss. So there's actually a whole server farm where we have JBoss deployed. We do take advantage of the maintenance, but the licensing cost is very attractive. Free is good. As we kind of migrated applications from our former platforms to JBoss, we were able to achieve a 50 to 60% cost reduction. But the other one is the simplicity of the architecture. It's easier to manage, it's easier to deploy, it's easier to use.